T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Oh, pain in the grass.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for a big, big event this summer, you got it. Labor Day weekend, 3 days at the White River Amphitheater. And we're back in a big way with Pain in the Grass.
Huge way, BJ. We're going to get to see Incubus and Sublime on Friday, Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, a bunch of other great bands, Bush as well.
Bush.
Fresh off of their appearance in Woodstock 99.
Dude, I watched that. They saved Friday night.
They did.
Gavin Rossdale is a savior.
And he's going to save Saturday night at Pain in the Grass.
Yeah. My girlfriend also did not know who Bush, who Gavin Rossdale was. And she's like, who's that guy? And I was like, God dang it.
Right.
Now she loves Gavin Rossdale.
Well, then don't tell her to come because he hasn't aged. Or if he has aged, he's like fine wine because it's just stupid. He's still like the dreamiest guy. But they're going to be there on Saturday. And then Sunday, you got the Glorious Sons. You've got Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood. It's going to be a great time, BJ. Can't wait.
Oh, man. Yeah. And don't forget the BJ and Migs private party, which you can see the first ever BJ and Migs weenie toss as we're giving away something.
We're giving away trophies.
Yeah, that's it.
Championship belts, courtesy of Rocky the Seawolf, a.k.a. Red the Chicken Man.
Yeah. Hey, look, we got some free little drinks for you, a little chow for you, and free T-shirt. And, yeah, you'll be tossing weenies if you want to, or watch people toss weenies. It's a great time.
Man, it's just a great way to get away from all the insanity that's happening at Pain in the Grass and come hang out with us for a little bit.
You want tickets, you want info, you know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the jam.
Yeah.
To everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time for B Migs. And it's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Sploosh.
And I don't know if you guys saw this. I saw it on Twitter, but during Seafair, there were a couple Krakens out there. Kraken players that went out on the boats and were tossing out beers and koozies and hanging out with people. And I don't know who was actually out there, because if they're not in their jerseys, I don't really know who's who. But, I mean, it was a couple of them because they identified themselves, and it was on the Sea Kraken page. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. It was kind of cool.
Which players were there? Yeah.
I felt it was, I don't
know. Wait, at Seafair?
Yeah.
It was the goalies. It was Dreger and Gruby.
They were out on
the boats throwing fish and stuff. I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
There they are. Well, where's Marty Jones now? Martin Jones.
Dang, yeah.
They haven't let him into their circle yet?
He's not part of the Seafair circle.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed on the boat.
Maybe he was driving the boat.
Oh, we don't know who was, so exactly. But it was really cool to see that, just them really being a part of the community out here.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, twist an arm.
I know, right?
You want to hang out on a boat and drink and throw stuff at people?
Oh, and by the way, there'll be a fantastic air show over your head.
Right?
Oh, sure. All right.
All right. You want a bunch of chicks in bikinis right next to you, too?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Yes. Fine.
I mean, I'll do it for the boys.
All right.
For the boys.
Yeah. For the... Let's get to our contestant today. We got Corey in Bothell. Corey, are you there?
I am. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Corey will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Corey, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Always.
What organization was formed to replace the League of Nations?
Pass.
How many times has Drew Barrymore been married?
3.
Yes, Lake Tahoe straddles the border of which 2 states?
California and Nevada?
Yes. Which 101 Dalmatians villain did Emma Stone play on the big screen?
Cruella de Vil.
Yes. Amarillo is the Spanish word for what color?
Yellow.
Yes. Which vampire movie starred George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino?
Interview with a Vampire?
No.
Pass.
The Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S. by which country?
France.
Yes. Which podcaster's second television role was in the 90s sitcom News Radio?
Steve Carell?
No.
Pass.
What is the largest country in South America?
Africa?
No.
There we go. That's a Steve answer right there.
You
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Woo!
You know what? Corey should win for that answer. Come on.
No, he shouldn't, but you know, maybe Steve will answer the same way.
Nah,
maybe
we'll get Steve, a tie like that. Steve, you have a challenge because somebody might have come up with a dumber answer than you could ever come up with.
I don't even know about that.
Oh,
here he comes.
Nobody can come up with a dumber comment than your closer, ha! Sugar Steve.
Sugar Steve.
Can we not do this anymore?
No, we gotta keep doing it.
At least a week.
Doesn't this get you pumped up a little bit there?
No.
I mean, we gotta pump it up on Monday, but also, like, hey, horns are pretty cool.
Kind of want to just keep doing this so that for people who are, like, just tuning in for the first time, like, why are they playing this song as this guy starts his trivia game?
It is, you know what? I tell you, the world is turned upside down because that is the Mets closers theme song that we're playing. And it's like, well, we could be playing them if we get to the World Series. Then we got a New York Yankee fan who's become, like, a big celebrity in the world of the Mariners with, you know,
Seattle Mariners.
It's like the whole world's upside down where we're embracing people that don't really like our team or embracing other teams.
It's like we're really kind of okay with New York right now.
We're okay with everything.
At the end of the day, we all, those of us that love sports, you just love talking sports and being around the sports culture.
Yeah, and tooting horns.
Who cares,
Who cares?
BJ who cares?
He doesn't care.
Who cares? Have fun. That's my motto.
Nice.
But have like fun that. In sports?
You're out of your mind.
Steve,
are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What organization was formed to replace the League of Nations?
The Justice League.
No,
that's it.
The United Nations.
Yes. Nice. How many times has Drew Barrymore been married?
3?
Yes. Ooh. Lake Tahoe straddles the border of which 2 states?
You'll never get this.
Nevada and Utah.
No.
Nevada and California.
Yes.
Which
101 Dalmatians villain did Emma Stone play on the big screen?
Cruella de Vil.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Amarillo is the Spanish word for what color?
Yellow.
Yes.
Yellow.
Which vampire movie starred George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino?
Which what?
Which vampire movie starred George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino?
Interview with a Vampire?
No.
No.
Twilight?
No.
That'd be a whole other movie.
Count Chocula.
No.
Oh.
The Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S. by which country?
France.
Yes. Which podcaster's second television role was in the 90s sitcom News Radio?
Joe Rogan.
Yes. What is the largest country in South America?
Mexico.
No.
South America.
And you know what? It wasn't dumber than Corey's answer.
It was close.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-5.
Yes.
Nice try, Corey.
Thank you.
He answered Africa.
Yeah, he answered Africa, which is basically a you answer there a lot of the time.
Now, Mexico is also, you know, not a great answer.
It's south of the U.S., but it's still in North America.
Yeah, you did
whatever, you guys.
You made us proud, Steve.
Quit gatekeeping.
Quit gatekeeping.
Yeah, that's it. gatekeeping geography?
Yes.
The largest country in South America. Would anyone want to answer that?
Peru.
Is it Chile?
No. Thank you. At least two people are knowledgeable in here.
Come on, I'm a South American.
It's not Chile, Danny.
Oh, okay.
The vampire movie that starred George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino.
From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yes. The best movie ever.
It's very
really?
Dude, Hayek.
Selma Hayek with a snake.
BJ, you would hate the movie. Don't watch it.
No, you would love the movie.
Are you sure? Because it doesn't sound like if Danny likes it, there's no way. Oh, are you telling me?
You would love the movie.
Yeah, I watched that movie when I was like 10 years old.
Well, now I know I'm not going to watch it.
It became one of like those cult classic movies for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I watched it in my vampire class in college.
What?
Yeah, it was weird.
Well, okay. Is that her dressed up as Vampirella, pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't know. Name first, Britney Spears at the VMAs or her?
Because
I feel like Britney was inspired by this getup with the snake. I mean, it looks
quite
very
possibly, yeah.
It reminds me of that VMA when she had the snake and she's doing, I'm a slave for you, or whatever it was, the
actually,
song.
Yeah, I think, it was.
And Rev, really, as I'm looking at it, Rev, our old buddy Brandon Jerwa, who used to write for Vampirella. Mm-hmm. It's a complete ripoff of that character, it looks like to me, the way she's dressed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a scantily clad lady. So, I mean,
who's a vampire?
Yeah.
Cheech was in that movie, too.
Yeah, Cheech.
He played like four or five different roles in it.
One of my favorite roles is just his monologue about his business.
Oh, yeah.
Which we can't talk about on the air.
We cannot say that at all.
But it's amazing.
Juliette Lewis was in it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I like Juliette Lewis.
It was a good movie.
Is it really a good movie?
I mean, is it funny good movie? Is it like a parody? Is it
bad? It's like
good.
Two movies in one.
It's a heist getaway movie that turns into a vampire brawl free for all.
Yeah.
Oh. And there is a crotch gun, if you will.
Yes.
Also.
Yes. Bring it on,
sex
machine.
That's exactly what you would think it is.
It's very Quentin Tarantino.
It's a true love gun right there.
Yeah.
And Tarantino, is he in the movie?
Yeah.
He's in the movie
and
he directs it.
Wow, you know what?
And he wrote some of it, too.
Oh, how is it I don't know about this movie?
I don't know. It's a staple of the mid-90s. Very, very 90s,
you
by
just
the way.
Don't know good art, BJ. It's fine.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, but with Tarantino, I'm usually on board. I completely missed this Tarantino movie.
It's a worth a watch if you've never seen it.
Oh, now you got your day planned today.
Yeah, not all for the kiddos, so maybe put Tatum to bed before you go watch it.
So we'll stick with Bluey, and then
there we go.
Dawn.
Is it a movie I can watch with my 6-year-old while drinking a Smirnoff Ice? Is that okay to watch it?
Okay. All right, that's totally okay.
Okay,
because I first saw it, BJ.
Lovely.
It's on HBO Max.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, thanks, Vicky. I didn't ask you to look that up, but thanks.
You're curious about seeing it. She helped you out.
Listening, if they want to see it or haven't seen it, I'm here for the listeners, BJ.
I'm glad you're here for somebody. I was wondering why you were here. Okay, thank you for clarifying.
I haven't seen it. Here she is giving you an opportunity to see it.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. Sorry, buddy. Did I disappoint you on that one, Steve?
What do you have to watch that's better than that?
I have so many things
to
watch.
Absolutely nothing.
No. Me too. There's so many shows.
First, you're not watching Bluey. Now you're not watching Dusk to Dawn.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Really, at what point are you just going to just say, like,
there's a lot going on right now, man.
There's a lot going on?
There's a lot of shows dropping. I mean, let them drop, man.
Yeah,
what show is dropping that's so
okay
important?
I have to get through Sandman. I've just started watching that just dropped last week. She-Hulk is dropping soon. They dropped I Am Groot, but I don't know if I'm gonna watch that.
Oh dude, it's like a half hour. Watch it.
See, that's
like,
the problem.
Seriously, there's 5-minute episodes. They're adorable and you should watch them.
I Am Groot, like Groot from the movie.
It's baby Groot doing baby Groot cartoon things and it's fantastic. Tatum will love it. I loved it. It's perfect.
I might skip
and BJ will love it.
No, you will. You'll love it. What are you going to do for a half hour? You could literally watch it while you're pooping.
Yeah.
Sure. You better start eating more fiber so you can get through that series.
Half hour pooping. I think I'll have to go to the doctor at that point.
You said She-Hulk, but I don't know if you saw with the Mariners, but they're now the players of the game are rocking Hulk hands.
Oh, that's funny.
Have you seen that?
Really? Is that just coincidental?
Well, I don't think it's like a tie-in to She-Hulk, but I think it's just like they're kind of like, you know how like player of the game will get like a silly hat or a vest or something.
Oh, okay.
It seems like right now the Mariners are doing the whole thing where like whoever the player of the game was comes out to the press conference rocking those giant Hulk fists.
Oh, so that's what they're sharing for being player. That's really cool. It is so fun
Robbie Ray had it on after his game.
Dude, I was so happy with that performance. Man, if he turns it up, I'm really stoked about this team.
I know. I thought about you yesterday when it happened because you were like, in the morning, you're like, Robbie Ray's going to give us a good performance. And he did.
He did, dude. I mean, if Robbie Ray can do like that, because that's where the big games happen. Oh, man. It's very exciting right now. Hulk hands, Robbie Ray. Come on, Julio Gulio. Get back and get in that lineup.
Random New Yorker cheering on the Mariners now.
Seattle Mariners.
It's very fun.
It's so weird.
It is very, very fun. And you said they're leading in the wild card. Everybody else seems to be really taking a dump. Like all the other wild card teams are.
Because they're watching Groot, the show.
And you know, here's the other weird thing. Dude, the other weird story, which could happen, we could play these guys. The Baltimore Orioles, who have been even worse than the Mariners as far as record every year.
Yeah.
You know, they are looking like a really decent team. It's like insane what's happening this year, and it's really fun.
It's been a fun baseball season.
Yeah, it really, really has. Of course, it's fun when your team is, you know,
well, that's why.
Is competitive.
I would really not give two flying F's about the Orioles right now if the Mariners are tanking it.
Yeah, exactly. We got a well-known pop star that says that he was terrified to meet Ozzy Osbourne. And you're going to hear from him at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I don't know what this is.
What do you mean?
Well, Post Malone, Runaway, it's a documentary.
Okay.
It's debuting on what's called Amazon Freevee. What the heck? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I've seen Freevee. It's just like a random free, none other streaming site that's put on by Amazon. I've watched random movies on it, but it's all free.
Where did... Okay.
Yeah, it's just like supported video on demand streaming service owned by Amazon.
Yeah, it was just like Pluto, but for Amazon.
Yeah, and it was just randomly on I have Comcast, and I looked up a movie, and it's just like presented by Freevee. And
well,
I was
that's
like,
probably why Post Malone's got probably paid pretty decently to put his documentary on there, so people would be like, what the hell is Freevee? And then you realize it's kind of cool, though, that there's all these random ad supported. TV quote unquote networks like Pluto and Freevee for those that are just like, dude, I mean, I'm just trying to get by, but I'd like to have some entertainment.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Now, yeah. if I'm a Prime guy, do I have to watch the commercials, or is there a way I can get Freevee without the commercials?
Well, look at you trying to be like all bougie on your Freevee.
I think this is all ad supported. All aspects of it.
You gotta live like the commoner, BJ.
Yeah, but you get on like Prime Video, Amazon Fire, Fire TV on. Like every free every smart TV thing you got out there.
Oh, okay. So if I, all right.
It's got an app for like your video game systems, stuff like that.
Oh, Apple TV, you think? Has it got an app for that? I wonder if Apple's
No, because it's Amazon.
No, so,
oh, it is.
Does it?
Yeah.
Apple TV.
Oh, yeah, because if it's an app, I you know, there was a time, Rev, where, you know, Apple would not put anything
Amazon
on there.
Turf wars between Amazon and Apple.
There was. Oh, there used to be.
Used to that.
There
Those
used to
days
be,
have changed. Yeah. We all get along now.
Oh, yeah. There's a little Apple TV symbol right there.
Yeah, well, you look for the word Apple, and then they show an Apple. I want to tell you right now, if you want the answers, we eventually will get
eventually
them to you.
Sound it out.
Yeah, we'll get it to you. This is all about Post Malone, though. So on Freevee, he's got a documentary. It's called Post Malone Runaway. And again, tomorrow is when you can watch it for free. And in this documentary, it shows the first time that Post met longtime hero Ozzy Osbourne, with whom he recorded that duet, Take What You Want. And a lot of people, I remember that when it came out, they're like, who's this Ozzy guy? Maybe he's got a career.
He seems like he's okay.
Yeah. And here's Post. And I understand, I mean, I would believe this. I mean, because, I mean, Ozzy, of course, is the king of rock. And here's Post talking about being terrified to meet Ozzy.
Well, I was nervous meeting him, not as much performing. But meeting him is terrifying. Because, you know, what do you say to Ozzy Osbourne? You know, I like your pants. I don't know. You have no idea what to say to him. It's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing that, you know, being able to work with, like, one of the biggest dudes in rock and roll history, it's pretty badass.
Dude, reading Dave Grohl's The Storyteller, I mean, he's just got story after story about that in his life. Just what happened post Nirvana and all the opportunities that he had. He just, I mean, it's so I can appreciate what Post is saying. Like the terrifying moments, you know, when he got to meet Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl was like.
And they get to play a song with Paul McCartney.
Dude, he had to play for Paul McCartney. At least the book, part of what I was reading, he was the White House dinner, him and the president. He thought he was playing with Paul. Paul? And then Paul's sitting in the crowd, and he's like, and they're like, what do you mean? What do you mean Paul's in the crowd? He's like, oh, no, you're not playing with Paul. You got to play for Paul and President Obama. And Dave Grohl was like, what the F? You know, and so, yeah, man, I get it. What would you say to those folks?
Well, I remember the one time I met Ozzy, it was kind of like a moment of like, what the hell just happened? Because he came to the radio station to do an interview, and I was in, it was the old building, so I had my back turned in the office that we used to have, and I can't remember who knocked on the door, but I think it was like the label rep with Ozzy, and I turn around, and I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? And I look in like the corner of my eye, I'm like, who's the sweet old guy? That's because he's just this older guy that's just smiling and looking at me. And then it took a half a second, and I realized, oh, that sweet old guy's Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And he was so nice. But like, it was just such a weird moment, because it's like you're not expecting Ozzy Osbourne's going to poke his head into your office and say hi.
Yeah, that is, that's trippy.
Yes.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Post Malone recently shared that he was terrified of meeting Ozzy Osbourne for the first time. So based on this, we want to know, who were you terrified to meet and why? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Who were you terrified to meet and why? We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll take them after Ozzy and Sabbath on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7, and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Post Malone recently shared that he was terrified of meeting Ozzy Osbourne for the first time. Well, yeah, understandably so. Well, you know, whoever your hero might be, or at least someone you recognize as the king of something. I mean, you'd be like, what? And we're wondering, how about you? Were you terrified to meet somebody? And if so, why? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I'll be damned if you texted in. Someone just said, it says, when I was a kid, I was terrified to meet a snowman. Signed, BJ Shea.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for starting it off.
I got gotcha.
Really? Texted that.
Yeah, is that what's going on? The texture's material is really, you got to get better material.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah. See? Boom. I didn't know you had a 253 area code, BJ.
Yeah, the 253 needs to step up their game.
I was terrified to meet my girlfriend's parents because I was frying on mushrooms.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. Boy, oh, boy. Meeting the parents. That's got to be, you know, that's got to be. That just happened for us. I will say this. This is pretty embarrassing. It's embarrassing because it took so long, but I'm me, and I tend to be a recluse, and I tend to be really socially awkward in small situations. You can put me in front of a crowd, but to put me in front of, we hadn't met the parents of J Rubs for a long time. And
how many years was this?
It's like five years.
For you guys to meet them?
5 years.
Wow. Whose fault was it, Sarah?
It's yeah.
DJ's fault.
It really was.
She pointed at you.
Yeah, wow. She's right.
Why?
Because I didn't want to wreck this. I just thought, like, everybody seemed to be getting along so well. And I just have a history of when I get nervous in social situations, I say stupid things. And I thought, if I make this really awkward for those two, because it's I've seen it happen in my life as well as other people's lives, where the parents of the bride and the groom to be end up being the idiots. And I didn't want to ever be that guy. So I kept putting it off and putting it off. Like, I don't want to meet these people and have them think I'm a moron.
But don't you think it also, like, the longer you go, though, the weirder it looks? Yes. I mean, which is worse, like saying something that might put your foot in the mouth.
Do you know that point of no return, Steve, where you put something off and then 100%. And then you're like, oh, it's too long now. Now I can't. It's already been too much time.
Right.
And then it just goes, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, what would be worse? You saying something that would kind of be like a foot and mouth situation, or putting it off for 5 years before you meet her future in-laws?
Yeah, it was 5 years before we actually got, my wife and I got together with the parents of J-Rubs.
All right, Sarah, which do you think would be worse?
I mean, I think both of the situations would be not great, but I mean, luckily his parents were kind of on the same board. So it wasn't like his parents were really trying
to
meet
BJ my parents. He'd be an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I mean, look, I have a reputation of being an idiot, so I feel like, it goes both ways.
Yeah, they were all kind of avoiding it, except for my mom. But because my mom is so la-di-da. I want to meet everyone.
She's super social in small groups, yeah.
But she used to not come up here very often. So it would be like a very small window where we could all get together.
Yeah.
And then, of course, COVID hit. So that was like a two and a half year delay.
See, that added to it. It's not the complete 5 years. It's not my fault for the complete 5 years. COVID was part of it.
Yeah, I think it was an excuse, an easy excuse to get out of it.
Oh, it was like the ultimate bullet dodge.
Exactly. But I think COVID.
But I think I did a good job. I really coached myself. I said, I'm going to sit at this dinner and not be an idiot. I just kept
it
in my head.
Sarah?
It went well.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't an idiot. I did really good.
Did you speak?
I know, right?
Not much.
He can't hear much, so he just kind of smiles and nods a lot.
Yeah. put in his earpiece that day.
Yeah.
And laughs when everybody else laughs.
Yeah, yeah. I took out my hearing aids for that reason. If I can't hear what they're saying, I sure heck can't comment stupidly.
He got
you just
few
keep
drinks.
Eating. You're like, oh, my mouth is full. I can't say anything. Yeah. That'd be rude.
And he got a few drinks, so he was happy,
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys are both whack jobs in your own little way, but you guys are normal, I don't think either of you are going to flip a table or anything. You guys aren't that
awesome.
Dramatic. If anyone would do that, that's me. But his parents already know that.
That's so, also the part that I was wondering. I'm like, BJ, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. She's already prepped them.
Oh, yes.
I don't feel like you could do anything crazier than what your daughter has done probably around. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but then the truth is out. See, that's the other part of it. It was like, they're going to meet my wife. They're going to see how she rolls. And they're going to look at me and go, oh, so that's where Sarah gets it.
Oh, I've already warned them. I am much more like my father than my mother.
I know. I don't want that rep. Because, you're kind of a whack job, and I don't want to be the one responsible for that.
Do you know yourself?
I know, but I still don't, I mean, when I see you do what you do, and who does she take after? I'm like, I can't blame my wife on this one.
One time I didn't meet my daughter's in-laws until the night before the wedding. They've been together for 10 years before that.
Wow. All right. You beat my record. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a friend.
I was scared. That was I was very scared for that meeting to happen because I didn't want to ruin anything for you guys by being me.
Ruin it. My friend didn't meet her in-laws till the night before the wedding at the rehearsal.
Whoa!
But her in-laws lived in New York, so it was a way better excuse.
Yeah, but they lived, on the other side of the city. That's a long way to go.
Oh, so 15 minutes away.
And actually, if you would have gone crazy, that would have probably brought them closer together, because then you'd just be like, yeah, my dad. And you'd be like, yeah, I get it. And the in-laws are crazy.
See, I was afraid. Here's what I was afraid of, too, because Steve tells me the story when his wife first basically met his dad, and his dad was his dad. And I was like,
she understood you so much more, right?
She did.
But
dude,
still,
that trip to New York made me make way more sense to Sid.
She's
just like, all right, I get your quirks.
Yeah.
Like, you were dealt a bad hand.
See, that's why J-Rubs would have been like, J-Rubs would have been like, I get you so much more, Sarah. Your dad is insane.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
I mean, respectfully.
True.
Respectfully, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why I was like, that's why I did not want to meet the parents. I was like, it's going to be obvious who's responsible for this creature named Sarah.
Yeah, but Steve's wife didn't run away once she met your parents.
That's
so
all too late, though. They were,
zip ties are a lot better than handcuffs, I've learned.
Okay, so J-Rubs decides to try to get out of the wedding. That's what I got to do?
Yes.
All right.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Steve in Kirkland. Steve, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Excellent.
Good, Steve. So who are you terrified to meet and why?
Well, I was terrified to meet Paul McCartney.
Wow, and I would be too. Well, so, you and Dave Grohl.
The thing about it was that when I got to the suite, I was an after show. He had like an invisible force field on him. No one was talking to him. No one would even go in the same room. And so I just walked over and sat down and said, "Hey, how you doing?" He says, do you want something?" And I said, "No, I feel bad. No one's talking to you." And he went on to tell me how, you know, it's so lonely because people don't understand he's a normal person. And then he made the joke about the cowbell skit, you know, where I put on my pants one leg at a time like everyone else, and mine are made of gold. And after we had that, we ended up making bets on to see who people would walk towards him. And then they get like to the edge of the rug and they go, "I'm going to the bathroom," trying to make it look like they weren't going to talk to him. And so we sat there, drank our pops, and made bets on who would come closest. And when the night, I was there for about an hour and a half. And when I got up to go to the bathroom, there was this big painting on the wall behind us. And I said, "You know, that's got to be the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It had albino peacocks and just all this, just so gaudy." And then I turned around and said, "You know what? I would take that just because, you know, I got to hang out with you." And it's on my wall right now. He had it shipped to me.
I think you're missing part of this. So you got up to go to the bathroom. There's a painting on the wall, and it's so he owns the painting?
No, it was in the room. It was at a hotel.
Oh, so
and he stole the painting and mailed it to you?
Paul McCartney's a thief and stole the painting just to send it to you?
No. I evidently, according to the paperwork that came with it, he requested that it be packed and shipped to the guy on the card, Steve, that he had met in the room.
That's hilarious.
That's me.
Wow.
And so I still have it here in my Kirkland office, and it's gigantic, and it's horrific.
Steve,
but what a great story. If anyone walks in, like, what is up with this painting? Like, Paul McCartney bought and sent it to me.
Steve, that's amazing, man. And, I mean, that's fantastic.
And you know what? He was a super cool guy. He just really laid back, and he wasn't like a famous, you know, jerky rock star like most of the ones I meet. He just was a really, really cool guy. A lot of people I meet.
And so let me ask you this, Steve. Let me ask you this, because you said you were terrified to meet him, and yet you did have the guts to go sit down when nobody was talking. Which, by the way, I applaud you for that, because I would never have done it either. So, but you, why were you terrified? You think he would treat you badly, kick you out?
No, it's just that he's like this huge. I mean, he's like a god in the music world.
That makes sense.
He is the ultimate rock star. I mean, look how long he's been around.
I get you, man. I have to say, I applaud the hell out of you for that, because that's. Plus, you get the. How about your. Steve, imagine you've got so much money, somebody makes a comment, and you as a joke go, "Oh, I'm going to buy the painting for that guy." And you can do that.
I think that's the funniest thing ever.
It's a hotel picture, and you could actually go. Imagine the world that you are, that you go, "Hey, hello, mate. You see that picture all day? Give it to Steve."
Yeah, but you never know. Like, the hotel might have been just like, "Oh, you want this? We've been trying to figure out a way to get rid of this thing. So, yeah, Paul, you can have it. Like, you know, or give us $5. We're fine."
Man, I would never. I have a lot of respect for people that can just walk up to somebody like that and do that and not think that you're being a jerk.
Somebody texted and said, "Johnny Knoxville, terrified to meet him. Big fan of Jackass, and I ended up making it weird when I went up to him and said, 'Hey, Johnny, can you kick me in the nuts?' He looked at me like I was an idiot and just said no."
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do the thing, you know, you do with all your friends?
No.
That's
have a good day, sir.
That would be such a lawsuit, though, at that point. Like, you know, he does not trust anyone, I bet.
I wonder how many times he's been asked that.
Oh, millions.
I feel like he's probably been asked. You know,
I mean, you think about, like, certain people have catchphrases. So many people want you to say the catchphrase. That's, like, his catchphrase is to kick somebody in the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, but I get it. When you're nervous to meet somebody you've never met, like, you know, who's a celebrity, I get it. Your brain just goes nutty, and you all become Chris Farleys, or worse, you ask someone to kick you in the nuts. I mean, it's just, yeah.
So I said, while incarcerated, I delivered library books to the Green River Killer. I dropped them off, and he just gave me a nod.
You're welcome. Thank you for the books, by the way.
What books did you get? which books were it?
Yeah.
Oh, the places you'll go?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mom is an axe murderer. You know, those kind of things. I don't know books. Hey, we got a popular actor who once had it in his contract that in order to do a movie, there needed to be a basketball court and a private beach hut-inspired place for him to spend his downtime off-set. I'll tell you who did this, who requested this, at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time, and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.